From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Andrew Yost. Republican lawmakers are pressing ahead with plans to enact one of the nation's most restrictive unemployment laws later this year, even though Missouri's governor and former Supreme Court judge say they can't. Senators ended their session in May without taking a final vote needed to override Governor Jay Nixon's veto on a bill cutting unemployment benefits to as few as 13 weeks. Nixon says that means his veto has been upheld, but top Republican senators say they can override it during a September session. Nixon and former Missouri Chief Justice Michael Wolff both say the state constitution doesn't allow that. They say a provision permitting September overrides only applies to bills vetoed in the final week of the session. Nixon vetoed the unemployment bill before then. Columbia's tap water will soon have a different taste because of changes to water treatment for the summer. Marketing Supervisor of Columbia Water and Light Connie Kaprowitz says the annual switch from chloramine disinfection to chlorine helps to reduce the amount of corrosion in water pipes. The change combats corroding nitrification, which is found in water systems that use the chloramine process. The problem of nitrification is greater in the summer due to the higher temperatures. Kaprowitz says ammonia is added to chlorine to form chloramine. Chloramine has a less distinct taste and smell, which is why it is used for a majority of the year. A Southwest Missouri hospital has to repay the federal government about $123,000 after filing scores of untrue Medicare claims for treating a form of malnutrition typically found in tropical countries. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services says in a report that Cox Medical Center in Branson used a diagnosis code for kwashiorkor when it should have used a different code. HHS says kwashiorkor is a severe type of malnutrition that's rare in the U.S. and found most commonly among children in tropical countries during famine. The report says the Cox Branson errors resulted in overpayments to the hospital of about $123,000, which Cox is repaying. The hospital attributes the errors to software and coding problems and says Cox helped with the review and has fixed the problems. The National Weather Service has issued a flood warning for southeast Missouri along the Mississippi River, but expects only minor flooding to occur. The Weather Service says the warning for Cape Girardeau County and surrounding counties in Missouri and Illinois begins today, when the Mississippi River at Cape Girardeau is expected to rise 1.5 feet above flood level, which is anything above 32 feet. The powerful Southeastern Conference is now the NCAA's wealthiest league. Thanks to the successful debut of the SEC Network, the conference generated an NCAA record of $455.8 million in revenue between 2014 and 15. The SEC will distribute $31.2 million to each of its 14 schools, including Missouri. I'm Andrew Yost, KBIA News, Columbia.